Peace be with you all. It's another beautiful day to be motivated. Welcome to episode 2 of Legendary Hub. I'll be joined today by two very special people in my life, major parts of my team, Dory and John Trollsmith. I would say, they're some of my best friends, but they family, and that's a fact. We chop it up on the daily, I've been saying we need to get these convos on the podcast, and today's the day. I've been telling y'all, today's the day, we're going to get it. Y'all know, as always, I like to kick it off, with a positive quote, to keep the positive energy flowing and everything. So, Dory, if you would.
Of course. Choose an ambition and with full force expect it to be possible and that you can make it happen. Give constant attention and committed effort to your dreams and your motivation will perpetuate itself. Demonstrate a positive attitude as you strive for great things and take care to create a supportive environment around you that amplifies your motivation.
That's the end of it. That's from the Motivation Manifesto, right?
Motivation Manifesto. Amazing book.
That's straight out the book. Yeah. And that's deep. those just pop out all the time. When you read that book and you come read those quotes to us, it's amazing.
It's crazy how it can be so relevant to that moment. Mm. We'll be talking about something just random, and then the next day I'll read that quote. Or the day prior I'll read a quote, and then we'll talk about it the next day, and I'm like, hey, that was so relevant to what we read. It blows my mind how this book is just so dead on, And I was telling you guys how it took me 2 months to read this book, which is crazy because it usually doesn't take me any time, but every time I open this book, it's so relevant to a point in our lives. Mm-hmm.
We eventually come to realize that nothing is coincidence. The way the world is set up, things come about when they're meant to. Yeah. And it's crazy how you could be reading the book or you could be discussing a topic, and in that moment it can be completely relevant to whatever it is that's going on in your life that day or something that you might have experienced. And sometimes we just have to take those moments and run with it, and use that energy, that feeling, that motivation that we get in that moment, mm-hmm. to its full ability, and we have to act on it, now. Sure. Mm-hmm. Match it to whatever it is, that we're feeling in that moment, and capitalize on it.
Yes.
Most definitely. I definitely agree with that, and especially on capitalizing, because, I had heard somewhere, and I wish I could remember where I heard it, because it hit me really deep. It was that moment of success, you don't have time to plan for it, mm-hmm. Because it happens in an instant. Mm-hmm. You got to make that decision. The decision that you make right there, it's so powerful. It'll either push you towards your success,
right,
or you'll miss the train.
That's dope too.
That's true. And people don't realize that even not making a decision is a decision.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
That's even in that same moment, I was watching the video, and it said something that I thought was so amazing. It was do it when you're not ready.
Yeah.
And I made a decision to start doing things that, even when I'm working out, I'm I take a breath, and I'm I'm gonna rest for 10 seconds. And I just randomly match go before the 10 seconds. And it's crazy, because we spend so much time trying to get ready, mm-hmm. that we end up not doing whatever it is that we was trying to get ready for. We get that analysis paralysis. And it's crazy how impactful, trying to get ready, or trying to be prepared, or trying to, get yourself to the point where you feel like you can finally execute. But in that moment, what we realize is the power that we need in that moment comes from us taking action, not in us getting ready, because you can learn in the action. Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily need to sit here and study and get your mind right for it. Just do it, and it comes.
Yeah, and that's deep. That's real powerful, man, because the other day when we were making them calls, we were sitting there just trying to think of how we were just going to make our introduction, and then you were just like, if I think too long, it's not going to come out right anyway, so boom. Started making calls, and I was like, ever since that, I've literally been living by that.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to live in the moment.
You got to. let's give the people some insight, on who y'all are. I don't know if I mentioned to y'all, but they're actually married, Yeah, if you couldn't tell by the name, Adorian John Trone Smith, the Trone Smiths. just go ahead and give people a little insight on you know what I mean, your mindset, who y'all are.
Yeah, so hey, John Trone, you know, the one and only, Mr. Driven to Succeed himself. Oh, man. But yeah, man, I am the stereotype, you know. I grew up in the hood, single parent household, like, you know, life was rough growing up, you know. I ain't have stuff, but I had love. In the military, been in almost 8 years now, you know. Ended up finding myself, you know, many a times along the way, and now I'm at a point now to where I'm finally, you know, on the track to becoming who I feel like I was meant to be. I'm in the military soon to be, you know, I'll soon be getting out. I've gotten into real estate to where I've, you know, discovered a passion in one of my other, you know, great passions, being able to provide, you know, a different insight on things. And, you know, now I just look forward to being able to help in any way, you know, any way possible, and being able to spread, you know, a message of love, you know, and prosperity, and the fact that we are all, you know, creators, and that we could do anything we put our minds to, you know, that we're limitless. Mm. That's who I am.
Mm. I'm telling you, and that's why I told him. I mean, we gotta get y'all on the show. We gotta do it, because, like, once y'all hear, I'm just like, go ahead, sis.
Oh, my gosh. So I really suck at talking about myself, but I'm Adoria Trone Smith. So starting out in my life, I was a 16-year-old mother. I was a single parent, joined the military, finally met my amazing husband, and my life basically blossomed from there. I'm all about positivity. That's like my main goal in life, is to help other people see the potential that they have, and not only see it, also put it into work. Like my husband, I've been in almost 8 years. I plan on getting out as well. I'm 5 classes away from my bachelor's degree in psychology. And I'm working on my health and life coach certification, because I'm really passionate about those things. And I just want to help people. Like, that is my passion. I feel like that is my purpose in life. And I have an amazing team with me who strives to do the same thing.
It's what we do.
And it's just amazing how we all just, I don't know, magically connected, you know, from different parts of the world. So, I mean, that's pretty much me.
It's crazy. Yeah. Like, it's so crazy, because Trone's from Alabama, mm-hmm. and Adoria's from Georgia. Mm-hmm. I'm from Pennsylvania. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy how, you know what I mean? Like, we all have different, like, upbringings, different backgrounds.
For sure.
You know what I mean? We've all experienced different things, but it's the positivity and that wanting to help people that like has brought us together.
For sure.
And yo, from day one, like, how, yo, we've known each other for
ever.
A long time.
Forever.
A long
time.
Yeah, it feels like a lifetime, for real, for real.
Like 6 years. Like 6 odd years.
Yeah, because I mean, we've been in the military 8 years, and y'all met in the beginning.
Yeah. Sure, like, I met y'all my second year.
Yeah, about six years.
Almost 7 years.
Yo, but when I tell y'all, like, it feels like forever. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? We just clicked instantly. Like, mm-hmm. like, it's crazy. Like, and Adoria gets so annoyed because me and Trone are, like, so alike. And, like, we just goofy, and, like, he's like the dark skinned version of me. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. I'm like the light skinned version of him. You know what I mean? He's the Goku to my Vegeta.
Oh,
and
my,
you know what I mean?
God.
You know I gotta put it out
here.
And look, you see, she gets like all the time. This is how it is. But yo, like, it's just awesome. And you know what I mean? I love how y'all put in there that y'all creators. Mm-hmm. Because that's what we're trying to be, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to manifest, I mean, the positivity.
Yes.
And push it out and radiate that. Mm-hmm. And then, which brings me to my next topic, our next topic, you know what I mean, manifestation,
mm-hmm.
becoming a creator. A lot of people may not understand that. Like, mm-hmm. when I say, you know what I mean, to be a creator, I don't think they get that. I think mm-hmm. people instantly think of building something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I want to be a harbinger of thought processes. You know what I mean? I want to change the way people think. So in that way, I want to be a creator. Now, we read The Science of Getting Rich, and in there it says, you know what I mean, like, as long as a man can create, he'll never be poor. You know what I mean? He'll be able to be rich.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I mean, that stuck with me. You know what I mean? So I just want to give them an insight on What does manifestation mean to y'all? Like, what does it mean to be a creator to y'all? What are you trying to create? Because I know we're all creators.
Right, yeah.
So what is it that y'all are trying to create for, sure. for yourself and others?
You know, what I really think in that, man, is it's so much truth in us all being creators. But I think what a lot of people find themselves to be misguided is the fact that we create whether it be good or it be bad. Mm-hmm. And what we need to do is we have to realize that we have that power early on. Mm-hmm. Because everything that we do in this life, you know, is a result of our actions, and we create through our actions and through our thoughts. And it's an amazing thing after you realize that you are a creator. But the thing is that I think that really takes it to the next level is when a person gains vision and insight on themselves. Like, because in order to be able to create, and I think in its full beauty, is to be able to first have that vision of whatever it is that you want to create, mm-hmm. you know, and being able to guide your actions and the way that you think in that direction. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, if you can be how, you know, when you're a kid, you know, they say you can be whatever you want to be when you grow up and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful thing to think of at this point in time in life, because I think as we get older, we lose sight of that.
For sure.
And it's like, we kind of have to keep that childlike mentality to where we can do and be whatever it is. Like, when you're a kid, you don't have limitations. You know, like, you know, like, my mama told me I can be whatever I want to be.
Right?
You know, like, you know, you think you can be an astronaut. Like, you don't care about the math involved. None you know, that. The technical stuff. None like, you know, it just say, like, hey, I can do it. Like, you're limitless. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, like, sometimes, you know, like, we find ourselves, you know, like, going through life or whatever, you know, like, and life's tossed to happen to us, and we kind of forget that we had that ability. But we can do and be anything, you know, like, that we want to do or be in this life, mm-hmm. but we have to, like, will that power. And the first thing is, you know, tapping into that strength, you know, of the mind. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, after you can create that clear vision of whatever it is that you want to create in this life, all you have to do is stay true to it. Mm-hmm. You know, continue to go after it, continue to work toward it. But we cannot be naive of the fact that even though we would like for things to manifest, they have to manifest through our actions. Mm-hmm. And the way you look at it is like, you know, like your mind and your thoughts, you know, like our universe. I mean, you know, it's like the universe itself. Mm-hmm. It's like, so you have to take your thoughts, right, and then water it with action. Mm-hmm. And then after you water it with action, it manifests and it grows into whatever the overall goal or outcome is that you desire. Mm-hmm. But it all starts and, you know, it goes in stages.
Yeah.
And it's like after we realize that, you know, like I feel like we can maximize our ability to create.
I think that's definitely powerful. Yeah, that was good. What about you, Adore? Like what does it mean? I'm gonna start leading with you because I've been like.
I think one thing that we all battle with as far as manifestation is outside entities coming in and destroying it. Mm. Because we all, like we said, we all have the ability to manifest. We all are creators. But sometimes people get into our heads. People we love, sometimes they don't even realize that they're getting into our heads. It's like, oh, well, you know, that might be a little too difficult. Mm. And we know they're doing it out of love. But, however, I can't hear that right now. Yes. Right now, I need to be in the mindset of it's going to happen. Mm. Whether it is difficult or not, I don't need you to tell me it's difficult. I know that. I'm going to make it happen regardless, you know? And I think that's very important, like cutting off those sources of doubt, because we already battle with self-doubt, so we don't need any other people pouring that
adding any more. Yeah,
exactly.
Sort of like fanning the flame and everything. That makes a lot of sense. Like, I never looked at that aspect mm-hmm. of being a creator, like, because it happens, like, all the time.
Right.
Like you be talking to your own mother. And, yeah. Right here, and she doesn't even know.
It's true.
She doesn't even know that, in a way, she's, like, not helping your ability to create. Or kind of hindering it.
Mm-hmm. And we all love our mom.
Shout out to
do.
Mama.
Yeah,
mama, if you're listening, we love you.
Yeah, but you know what, man? It's like, because we naturally, like, as people, like, that's why they say, you know, like, sometimes family and close friends can sometimes be your worst enemies. Mm-hmm. But the reason being is, like, not because they're bad, you know, bad people or have negative intentions. It's because they love you. Mm-hmm. And because they love you, they have a protective nature of you. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to see you. They don't want to see you fail. Mm-hmm. Even though they will wish you well, but if whatever it is that you're reaching for is beyond what they can fathom, what they can, you know, imagine in their mind as being something that's possible, mm-hmm. then their protective nature will try to hold you from that to some degree. Mm-hmm. You know, like, and it's unfortunate,
yeah.
But at the same time, we have to be mentally conscious and aware to where we can't allow that to root itself in us. Because even though people try to push those things out, we have to realize that, hey, it only becomes real after I receive it.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
It only becomes real after I accept it as truth, mm-hmm. you know, and I go forward with that. But, you know, people can say that all day. Like, you're going to have haters. You're going to have people, you know, who always try to speak things, you know, to us and into us. Mm-hmm. But what we have to realize is the only things that become truth are the things that we receive. But as long as your mind, you know, it's focused on the goal at hand, mm-hmm. and whatever it is that you are, that you're seeking to create, that you're seeking to become, that you're seeking, you know, to go after, as long as you keep that idea that, hey, I can do this regardless of anything that comes against me, mm-hmm. you'll always win.
Always.
But your actions have to back your thoughts also.
Yo, that is a fact. That is a super fact, which, like, brings us to our next topic, which is, like, awesome. You know what I mean? And is knowledge power without action? You know what I mean? Like, everybody says, you know what I mean, knowledge is power. But if you have all that knowledge and you're not dispersing it, if you're not sharing it, if you're not putting it into motion, then what's the purpose of having, you know what I mean, the power? And we talk about that all the time. You know what I mean? Like, so we sit here, like, so unknowingly, well, I mean, she knows what she's doing, but anytime Adori reads one of those passages from the book to us, you know what I mean, she's spreading the knowledge. She's using that power that she has, and she's spreading it to us. Mm-hmm. And in turn, we go ahead and we, you know what I mean, we put it into motion in, you know what I mean, in the atmosphere.
Right.
You know what I mean, and it's just crazy because that's just how it goes. Like,
right, and it's simple things. It's not like you have to know every single thing in order to put it out into the world. You know, it can be little simple, like the stuff that I read to you guys is so simple, like simple little quotes, but sometimes it just hits home and it's like, why? And you guys take off running with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just makes all the difference.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? Like, even in all the things that I've, like, and the people that I've studied, like listening to successful people or whatever, what you come to realize is that it's the simple things done well that really makes people successful. It's like it's a bunch of small things done well. Granted, that is not my quote. You know, like, I didn't come up with that. But, like, I've heard that many a times, you know, like, and it's so true. It's like many, like, mentors that I've had, I've always told, like, I've talked to them, I'm like, hey, you know, like, what's the secret? Like, you so successful in this, that, and the third or whatever. Like, it got to be something crazy, you know, like, that I'm not catching on. And then when they finally tell me, it's like, okay, you know, I've been doing that or whatever, but I haven't been consistent. I haven't been putting it. And it's like, they'll tell you whatever, and it's like, it's so simple that you kind of doubt, you know, its effectiveness because it's so simple.
Mm-hmm.
But really, it's like, I feel like we feel like the world is so complex to that we completely overlook, you know, the simple things. And it's like, when you look at, you know, like saying knowledge is power or whatever, you know, we get guided in all types of directions, you know, throughout our lifetimes or whatever. And it's like, people will continue, you know, like, to pour what they, you know, believe to be knowledge into us and stuff like that. Like, people will always pour knowledge into us and stuff like that. But the thing is until our actions are, you know, precise in that knowledge that we receive, you know, it's nothing. Yeah. It's like, you could tell a person, you know, like, hey, this is what you're going to do. This is the game plan you're going to follow. Like, yeah, I got that knowledge. I know that. Like, okay, now I'm on game.
Mm.
But now I go sit down and I don't do nothing.
Yeah,
you're like, so what was that?
Right?
You're like, yeah, like, so what was that? Like, he just went and threw it away, basically.
Yeah,
like, you know,
you're
like, but until you get up and you go and put it into work, you know, it's nothing. It creates, knowledge creates potential power.
Mm.
It, like, it gives the potential. Mm. It gives the potential. But as people, you know, like, after we receive that, we have to follow through. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's how they say, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Make him drink.
I see this water. I'm thirsty.
I'm thirsty.
I'm going to eat the zebra instead. Yeah, yeah. It's like, it's going to give me dry mouth, but I ain't going to be hungry anymore. But then, you know, like you completely forget the fact that you can survive longer off water than you can off food.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, it's only potential, man.
And that's another one of those simple things, like, people don't even realize it or know, like, you survive more off water than you do off food. So don't indulge so much in what you feel like is heavy, what you feel like is the meat and potatoes. Because, mm-hmm. you know I mean, the meat and potatoes, they're going to digest in, you know I mean, a few hours. Mm-hmm. That water, you're going to be hydrated. Like, my dad used to tell me all the time, he said, you drink water today for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah. I mean, like... And I ain't, my pops be dropping gems on me since I was born. and none of them really resonated to, like, me as an adult now. And I appreciate them for that. But, like you don't even notice. Like, yeah, so we all drink a gallon of water a day, right? Mm-hmm. And we're all constantly running to the bathroom because that's just human nature. But the next day, you know what I mean? Like, you feel super hydrated. You're still,
juvenile.
Like, yeah, you're still going. You're still moving. You know, just to support that fact, think about a hangover. Mm. You know what I mean? So we were sipping last night. You know what I mean? I woke up today and I was like, man, shit. I said, nah, I remember why I stopped drinking. You know what I mean? But we, you know what I mean? We turn up on occasions now. So, and yesterday was a great occasion because, you know what I mean, our boy Bannister was home. Shout out to Bannister and his wife. You know what I mean? We got to meet her yesterday. Yo, great girl, cool people.
Cool people.
Yeah, y'all, much love to y'all. You know what I mean? But it's so true, man. Like, you can't, like, be so caught up in getting the knowledge that you forget to put it into action. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy, man, because y'all are, like, so good at that. Like you said, you know what I mean? You read the quotes, and mm-hmm. we just jump and put it into action. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Y'all been, how long y'all been married now? What, 5 years?
It'll be five years this year.
5 years. Mm-hmm. Y'all been married five, and when I tell y'all, like, these two are like best of friends, y'all. And it's like, it's weird, they compliment each other so much, it's crazy.
That's the homie.
Yeah, for real, like, yeah, like.
That's like, the homie. That's
and like I was saying yesterday, like, we, so, when I first met them, you know what I mean, like, when I met Trone, it was Adoria. Like, I don't know Trone without Adoria, I don't know Adoria without Trone. I know them each personally. You know what I mean? Because they are individuals. You know what I mean? They are their own person.
Right.
But I met them together. And, like, it's just so crazy because I've seen a lot of their development and growth together. And, you know I mean, I fed off of it. And it's funny because I joked about this just yesterday. Like, I used to be the third wheel. And they were like, man, you was never the third wheel. Because we the three amigos. And I'm like, yo, it's
right.
Real. Like,
yes.
It's damn right. Like, we're the three amigos. But, you know what I mean? Like, on the third wheel tip, just... I want to talk about relationships a little bit while y'all here, because you know what I mean? Sometimes it gets rough in a relationship, you know what I mean? And y'all know that, I know that. It gets tough, and sometimes, you know what I mean, it's really hard, and it may not even, the situation may not even have to deal with your partner, mm-hmm. but you subconsciously, you know what I mean, give off that negative energy from whatever is making you feel negative, and your partner can feel it. Mm-hmm. On the opposite end, your partner sees that and they start to bring, you know what I mean, they can bring that positive energy to help bring you back from the darkness.
Right.
So if you guys would, I mean, you guys don't have to get personal or anything, I mean, not too deep because they don't deserve that, but but just, if y'all would just speak on relationships a little bit and some of the things y'all do to keep the positivity.
Well, I can tell you this, man, relationships are a beautiful thing. They mm-hmm. are indeed, you know, one of the most amazing experiences, you know, to have in this life. Like, being able to have somebody in your life, you know, who compliments you and not only, you know, like, makes you feel well, but, like, adds to your happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, emphasis on the word, on the, you know, on that phrase, you know, adds to your happiness. Because what we forget, I think a lot of people forget is, like, when you find somebody that you genuinely want to be with and that you, you know, feel that you want to share your life with, like, we each have to bring something to the table,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I feel like there's this misconception, you know, that we're supposed to find, you know, our mates, you know, perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody has this ideal image of who it is that they feel like that they, you know, that they should have in their life. With them. Not saying that they don't, you know, that they should have that. But the reality of the situation is the fact that you should find somebody, you know, who adds value to your life and who you don't mind growing with. Mm. You know, because all of us face our own, you know, downfalls. We all have things, you know, that could be better about us, right. You know, but it's nothing like having that person in your life, you know, who helps you realize that, yeah. You know, and I say love, you know, is such an amazing thing because to me, I think it's probably been the cheat code to my life. Like, I think experiencing, you know, like love and being able to have somebody in my life like that is literally been like the driving force of my life. Mm-hmm. And that's, I say that for me personally, because we all have the things in our life, you know, that drive us, you know, and that keep us going. And mine has definitely been, you know, the love of my wife and my family. And I say that because of the fact that, like, I've always wanted a lot for, you know, myself. And I've always wanted to succeed and to go, you know, like, to higher levels in life. But now having my wife and my family, like, it's gotten to a point where, like, now, you know, like, I can't get caught slipping. Mm-hmm. You know, like, they're my motivation to keep going, you know. Mm-hmm. I have to keep going for them. But truthfully, the reason that is because, you know, our love is genuine, it's pure. Mm-hmm. And all of us, you know, military, you know, Isaiah, he's prime military.
Yeah, I mean, you've been a proud veteran.
Yeah, you know, like, and it's sad, man, because, like, now in the military, you see a lot of people, you know, they get married for money, you know, like, they get married for all of these other reasons, you know, mm-hmm. that are so, you know, that aren't genuine, really, you know, like, they get married for all these different reasons, you know, but what they fail to realize, you know, is the power, you know, that they could have, I mean, that they fail to realize, you know, the power that they could have if they were to marry, you know, for the right reasons. Mm-hmm. Finding somebody, you know, who genuinely makes you a better person. Mm-hmm. Somebody that you can grow with, you know, become more with, that you can, you know, have goals with, you know, that you can reach for higher levels with. And I think that's a huge thing that a lot of people, you know, like, fail to put value in. Mm-hmm. You know, like, and it's such an amazing thing that I feel, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people will never see and experience. But I hope, you know, even after listening to this, you know, that they kind of, you know, start to reevaluate things a little bit, you know, mm-hmm. and realize that there's something great, you know, about being able to find that person, you know, who helps push you to that next level, you know.
That is very true. And now, I want to throw a curveball at people, and I don't want to not give you your side of like intimate love, but I know you're very good at friendship, like relationships. Oh, yes, yes. Like when people hear relationships, you know what I mean, I think they automatically think a couple,
right? Mm-hmm.
But there's so many like other relationships in your life, and I really feel like you do, like, Adore. You really do touch on like friendship relationships heavy. Like you may be a slight, you know what I mean, expert.
I'm so big on relationships in general, like whether it be relationship with your partner, your friend, yourself, is very important. I feel like we fail to have a standard in relationships, and that's how they end up not being as fulfilling as we want them to be, I guess you can say. Okay. With Tron and I, we started out as best friends. So from day one, we had a relationship as best friends, and we had a standard as best friends. This is how we're going to operate. Mm-hmm. This is how things are going to happen. We conversed on it. We were honest with each other. We were honest about our past, present, and future. You know, obviously, the future things changed over time. Because, I mean, as we change, our goals and stuff change, you know.
Life happens.
But, yeah, so, I mean, setting a standard with that person, even with friendships, is so necessary, so everybody's on the same page and everybody can help each other move forward, because that should always be the goal. Your friends should be your supporters. Like, if I'm not helping you grow, Isaiah, that's a problem. Mm-hmm. That's a problem. If I'm not supporting you on your podcast, that's a problem. Like, I have no
message.
I should not be in your life. I don't deserve to be in your life if I'm not helping you get to where you want to go in life. Period.
And value.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. And it should be important.
And I think that's what makes us all like so close, is we all add different value to our team. I mean, our relationship. I mean, like, I'm IT, you know what I mean? I'm a computer nerd. You know what I mean? So I do everything computers, you know what I mean? John, you know what I mean? His job, Army Supply. Army Supply, super motivator. And I say that because, you know what I mean? He motivates the hell out of damn near everybody he talks to. Like, it's crazy. And Adoria, another one, she is the manifester. Like, she's got, you know, like, she's the creator. Like, she gets us both going. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
never get caught slipping.
Never get caught slipping. Yo, and like, y'all think I keep it 100? Oh my goodness. Like, yo, if you make Adoria upset, you're going to see it in her face and she's going to tell you about it.
And it's all love. It's all love.
It is. And that's what I appreciate. Like, even getting started on my journeys now, like, y'all were big parts of that. You know what I mean? Like, and, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't sunshine and rainbows. At a point, it was like, yo, look, Hub, if you don't get this shit done, like, if you don't start rocking, like, you say, like, you're gonna rock, like, don't talk about it, be about it. And I was like, you know what? They right. I was like, y'all dead, like, dead on point. Like, and that's really it, man. Relationships play a big part in people's lives. And I think people fail to realize that because when they hear relationship, they think boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife.
Right.
But even the relationship with your parents, you know what I mean? The relationship with your brothers, sisters, cousins, all of that matters. The relationship with your teachers, you know what I mean? Your students, your peers. Just look at what's going on today in the world. And I mean, we talked about this the other day. Like, it's in your own backyard. You know what I mean? Like, you just gotta build positive relationships that add value.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, you know, like, they're not aware of, you know, the impact of their relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, because the people in your life, you know, play a significant role on who you are as a person and what you allow to come into your life. Mm-hmm. Like, we would not be able to, you know, like for you, for example, you know, we wouldn't be good friends to you if, you know, if we was to catch you slipping and we didn't say something. Or my wife caught me slipping and she didn't say something, you know, and that goes all the way around. You know, like, it's our duty, you know, to uplift one another, but at the same time let them know, like, hey, when they wrong or when they slipping and stuff like that, and, you know, to help them pull themselves out of whatever that situation is or whatever that thought process is, because we're here for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're here for that. Like, and your relationship should add that type of value.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and sometimes, you know, it may come with a little tough love.
Yeah.
It may come with those hard conversations or whatever. But the thing is, you need that, because a lot of people right now, they're so comfortable being comfortable.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's a problem.
Mm.
Yeah.
Too true.
That's a problem.
Too true. Average is acceptable.
Sometimes people are too comfortable being comfortable, and they want to be around other people that promote their comfort. And that's a problem, because when you get comfortable, you lose sight of the overall goal, you know, like, and you got to go through a little bit of pain sometime to get to that success, like, and something that always stayed with me, I honestly can't even remember where I got it from, but it obviously stayed with me, and what it was is, it was like, the only thing that prevents people from being great is being good. And that's the realest thing I think I ever heard in my life, because getting a little bit of good in your life and be it a good thing, you know, like in your relationships, you know, be it a friend, it be a wife, whatever, like, people experience a little bit of good and then they completely forget about great. But what you fail to realize is that greatness comes with struggles.
Yeah. It really does.
If you want a great relationship, you're going to have to embrace the fact that that relationship is going to have some struggles.
Right.
But the thing is, you want to find those people in the world, you know, that are worth going through the struggles with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the most amazing value comes from, because it's like, you can never really realize how deeply you love and care about a person until you go through some shit with them. Like, when you experience a little bit of life with them, you know, when you got to go through those hard moments. But that creates something great.
Yeah.
That creates motivation. That creates, you know, that next level thinking, that ambition.
Right.
Go through something. And so that way you can appreciate it and see the value in it. And, man, and that's what it's all about to me.
And that's dope. And that's dope. And it is, you know what I mean? This is why I wanted to touch on relationships, you know what I mean, with y'all here. Because I knew we'd get into some pretty deep stuff. And I know a lot of people are going to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what I mean, it's going to open some eyes. And I definitely, that's the goal. You know what I mean? Like, sure. I say all the time, you know what I mean, it's the podcast by the community for the community.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? Like, So we just trying to open the eyes, and relationships are a big part. Speaking of relationships, I'm really excited to give y'all some news, you know what I mean, about the podcast. I will be bringing on a co-host, Nicholas Pastrano, who was on my last episode. You know what I mean? We chopped it up. We enjoyed the conversation so much, and I'm hoping that Sean and Adoria enjoy the conversation so much that they come back more. You know what I mean? We make this a regular thing, because, you know what I mean, we chop it up all the time. Like I said, we just do it. But I'm super excited, you know what I mean, to announce that I'm going to be having Nick, you know what I mean, join me on the podcast. So that way we can bring y'all some positive energy. We can manifest those thoughts, you know what I mean? We can put that knowledge to use. We can put it into action, you know what I mean, and make each and every one of us better. You know what I mean? Because these talks here, I'm telling you, like, I be in a dark place sometimes, a lot of times, you know what I mean? Because I deal with my own personal struggles. And I'll give y'all more insight on that, and, you know what I mean, in later episodes. I keep telling y'all. But, just talking to y'all, like, really, it really helps me a lot. And it's crazy because, you know what I mean, y'all two are like, y'all are it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, y'all are it. And I like, I love y'all. Like, I really do. I love y'all. Yeah, I love y'all. Real. Facts. Facts. You know what I mean? Y'all know I like to close these things out with just a little rant on how we be feeling. You know what I mean? I got my peoples here, and you've been hearing them all podcasts. You know he's been getting it, and I'm telling y'all been listening and trying to think of damn. So she over here making like mouth movements at him. Peter, next slide. Well, go ahead, Sean. I mean, just rant to the people for a little bit.
I don't say rants, but I do like to try to deliver value where I can.
Ooh. I'm gonna have to see look at them.
Anyway, but what I do want to say, man, is to people is man, dream big and be limitless. Like most of us, you know, we spend so much of our lives, you know, being boxed in by everything around us. You know, first are our parents, but they don't do it intentionally. I get it, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, be it religions, be it friends, be it family, be it whatever, you know, like everybody that we're around, you know, in our lives, you know, to some extent is going to try to box us in at one point. But I want to let everybody know that you're limitless and you can go beyond the limits of those boxes that, you know, most of us are trying to, you know, yeah, most of us are trying to escape.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And like, and the thing is, it's like, even in those moments, you have to realize, you know, that there's something bigger and better out there for you. Like, don't allow other people's small-mindedness prevent you from reaching beyond the moon. You know, the thing is, just like everybody says, you know, like, when you get that one, you know, like, that one small goal or whatever, you experience that a little bit. Like, don't let that be enough.
That taste, yeah.
Don't let that be enough, you know. Shoot for the sun. Go beyond the sun. You know, how they used to say, shoot for the moon,
mm-hmm.
And then if you miss, at least you'll, you know, land amongst the stars.
Nope.
Fuck that. Aim beyond the sun. You know, aim beyond the sun. Like, the moon is too small. Go farther than that. Like, the moon is like the closest thing to us. You need to be beyond people's reach.
Mm.
Be limitless in whatever, you know, whatever it is that you want to do in this life. You know, nobody has to confine you to anything. Mm-hmm. And man, it's top. Stop taking stuff, you know, at face value. You know, like, we are all in control of our own minds. Like, use that. Use that control. Yeah, and that's it, man. Be limitless.
I knew it was a good idea to close out with you, bro, because you definitely killed it. At the end of this podcast, if you're listening on Anchor, the song will play if you're on any other platform. Unfortunately, it will not due to copyrights. But go ahead and check out Deion Harris. His album, Last Time We Talked, you know, I just downloaded it today. My boy Savon put me on. Shout out to Savon. What's good, bro? He put me on to this artist. You know what I mean, and dude is nice. You know what I mean, dude is nice. Like, me and Trent were listening earlier. His track Memories and Storytime. I'm gonna play Memories first and then Storytime after. Like I said, you can catch him on Apple Music. He's on there. Album Last Time We Talked. His IG and Twitter are 12puncha. That's O-N-E. TWOPUNCHA. But as always, until next time, positivity, prosperity, peace.